Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, tonight we're going to talk about why your website should be optimized for mobile. And I just realized that I said tonight instead of today. Obviously, Tim and I are recording this at night, which we don't do very often. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, in other words, bear with us because Tim especially is very tired right now because I don't typically work past like 6 p.m. usually. So, this is a little rare for me.
Yeah. And he's an old guy. So, you gotta let him get his beauty sleep. So, yeah, well, let's talk about why you want to have your website mobile optimized. I mean, it's very important. Everybody's got a computer in their hands these days, and that's how most people are finding you. But there are some specific reasons of why you want to make sure that your site's mobile, because if it's not, it can really hurt you in competing with your competitors and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You want me to start off, David?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So the first reason why you should be mobile optimized is for SEO. Google favors sites that are well optimized for mobile, especially for mobile search. So when a user is searching on mobile, Google's going to give favoritism to sites that are well optimized for mobile. But I think that it is also overall. So a website is looked at as being more authoritative if they have their ish together, if they're able to have their site mobile optimized, then Google is going to give them favoritism because it shows that they're an established authoritative site when they can, you know, be up with the latest standards.
Yeah. And last year, to go along with that, in April of 2017, if you're curious, you know, this is when Google implemented the mobile friendly aspect into their algorithm. And if you're wondering, hey, is my site mobile friendly? Google came up with a website to let you know whether or not they determine if your website's mobile friendly or not. Simply go over to that, do a Google search, put Google mobile friendly in there, and put your website URL in there, and it'll tell you whether or not you're good or bad. And if you're bad, you definitely want to look into getting it optimized for mobile.
Yeah, and there's other sources out there that you can check, but when we're talking about SEO, who better than to determine whether or not your site is mobile friendly than Google themselves? Because other sources will say like, yeah, thumbs up, your site's mobile friendly. And or maybe some are a little bit stricter and they don't have, you know, they're looking at things from a little bit stricter guidelines than Google cares about. I don't know if that's the case, but you might as well just get it directly from the horse's mouth and use the tool David just talked about. So basically, more and more users are finding your website on mobile. I kind of mentioned that already. When people are searching, Google's going to give favoritism to the sites that are optimized for mobile, and you want them to stick on your site. So not only do you want to rank in SEO, but you want them to stay on your website. I know for me, if I come across a website that is either terribly optimized or not optimized at all, I don't want to do the whole pinch to zoom thing anymore like I did when I got my first iPhone back in 2008, 2009, whenever it was. And so, these days, if you want users to stay on your mobile site when they're on mobile, you need to have a website that's mobile optimized and is easy to use.
Yeah. And, you know, the reality is that mobile has surpassed desktops for websites. So statistics in the past year, you know, most websites are viewed on mobile. 51%, in fact, are viewing your website on mobile. 44% on desktop and 4% on tablet. So, and I expect that trend to continue to go up and up and up the more technology advances and the more, you know, voice search and all this other things that come into play with SEO and websites and stuff and how people find you and whatnot. So,
yeah. I'm curious, David, any idea where that other 1% comes from? Because that only adds up to 99.
I'm a little bit lazy, and I'll be honest. It was like 51.6% 44.3% gotcha. And 4.1%. And I just kind of left off the point percentage. It did come up to 100. I just didn't. I rounded it down. I figured if I rounded it up, people are going to be like, 101. Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so, you know. That makes more sense. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's very helpful, and it just shows the importance of mobile. I know for me, I'm searching on mobile all the time. Something pops in my head, doesn't matter where I am. If I'm at my desk, of course, I'll use my desktop. But if I'm anywhere else, then I'm going to look at my mobile phone, open up a Google search, and look up something. And so, yeah, it just goes to show how important having your website mobile optimized is. One thing I do want to say is that's going to vary based off of your industry, you know, what your website's like. I know for me, with Divi Life, I'm selling products to other web designers and developers. And so my mobile is way lower than that. Desktop is by far the highest. And I don't remember the exact stats, but it's, I think for the month of March, when I looked at it, it was like ridiculous. It's like 90%+ was desktop. And so that's not typical, because I'm selling to people that are building websites. So they're going to be on desktop a lot more. But for the most part, mobile is going to be the trending much higher.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode for you. What are WordPress salt keys and how to change them? And if you're asking yourself, what are WordPress salt keys? Come talk to us tomorrow. Until then, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.